No problem. Hello, everyone. My name is Mathieu Desnoyer. I am CEO of Efficios. I'm here with Olivier Dion, works with me at Efficios. We are here to introduce the ExaTracer. So it's a project we've been working on for the past 2 years, mainly with AMD and Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. And we're basically adapting the LTTNG tracer, which has been really focusing on the embedded and telecom world, to HPC. So I'm just going to backtrack a little bit and give some context so that we're all on the same page in the room. So quick introduction on what is tracing and how it differs from other strategies for observation of systems like profiling. So it's based on instrumentation of code. You can either statically insert or dynamically enable instrumentation, or it can be done fully dynamically. You then collect or react to a sequence of events that are emitted during the code execution. So one important aspect is to have minimal intrusiveness on the workload so that the issues you face reproduce under observation. So for that, low overhead is really key. It can be compared to logging. However, it needs to handle very high event throughput in the order of millions of events per second. So why tracing? So why would you want to use tracing? So one of the main reasons for using it is to identify the root cause of issues. So eyes and bugs, so bugs that are hard to reproduce, that only reproduce once in a blue moon, issues that disappear under observation, identify the root cause of performance bottlenecks, protocol, API, ABI, specification violations, and to